Massachusetts has become home to a small but growing craft beer brewing industry. Beginning with Sam Adams, the state is now home to some 43 independent brewers. 26 of them operate with so-called farmer brewery licenses. They don't pay a whole lot for these licenses, but they're supposed to be supporting local agriculture.
Well, now, a new set of rules proposed by the state's Alcoholic Beverages Control Commission has sparked an uproar among the state's brewers. The new regs would require beer makers who operate under a farmer brewery license to grow at least 50% of their own hops and grains, or else get them from local farms. That's not possible, according to local brewers, who say the new rules could damage or kill their businesses. Among them is Rob Martin, owner of Ipswich Ale Brewery and president of the Massachusetts Brewers Guild.
We absolutely would not be able to do that. The infrastructure in Massachusetts doesn't exist to provide that much grain. Grain goes from barley to malted barley. We need it to be processed in order to brew with it. We now are fortunate enough to have a small malt house out in Hadley. That small malt house, Valley Malting, has the ability to do about 100,000 pounds a year. In order for me to qualify for a farmer brewer, I would need to grow somewhere in the neighborhood of 750,000 pounds of grain.
Wow. So you couldn't even get close.
I couldn't get it processed, much less find the farmland to do it.
So, Rob, if the rule change went into effect, how would it affect your business?
I would have to change to a manufacturer's license, which is quite a bit more expensive. We would also need to get a distribution license, a wholesaler's license, which is another $5,000. There are certain rights that we'll never be able to get back that we get with a farmer brewer's license. One of those rights is the ability to sell beer on premise. We can sell six packs out of the brewery. It's particularly important to us because that's how we build a brand. That's how we build our local following.
So is it fair to say that the loss of the farmer brewer's licenses wouldn't necessarily put you out of business, but it would damage your business?
It would certainly damage my business. It wouldn't put me out of business, but there is the potential on the smaller side breweries to put them out of business.
Now, state regulators say the farmer brewer law was meant to promote local farming, and I guess the suggestion is that you guys are able to take advantage of a loophole in the law, or at least sort of a lack of clarity in the law. How would you respond to that, and what's the solution here?
Well, in fact, the preamble of Section 19C does speak about promoting farming. It's a very vague, all-encompassing notion, and a notion that we believe that we are participating in. We've always had relationships with farms, whether it be buying local produce for different types of beers, whether it's pumpkins or something like that, to giving our spent grain, the grain that we've used in brewing, to the farmer as cattle feed. I have one farmer that I give 1.5 million pounds of spent grain that he feeds his cattle. That's real money, and that's a real relationship that we have with farming. And to have this advisory come down, we were pretty surprised that it was defined as high as it was. I expect going forward that we'll be able to come up with a compromise that works not only for the brewers, works for the farmers, and works for the state.
Finally, Rob, talk about the importance of that compromise, because before we started to record, we were talking about the explosion, really, the development of this great small brewery industry that really wasn't here just a few decades ago. And my guess is that you would make a case for the fact that these farmer brewery licenses had a lot to do with the growth of this industry.
I would absolutely make that case. Having an obstacle to entry in any business, whether it's brewing or something else in the Commonwealth, is not what the Commonwealth needs. The Commonwealth needs jobs, and we are particularly fortunate that we have the brewing industry in Massachusetts. We were pioneers in the craft brewing industry with Sam Adams. We have 43 brewers in Massachusetts right now. We employ 1,000 people. We bring in a lot of revenue to the state through liquor excise taxes. Long term, I think that it's important to continue to foster businesses in Massachusetts that are growing, that are working, that the Commonwealth can be proud of.
All right. That's Rob Martin. He's president of the Massachusetts Brewers Guild and president and owner of Ipswich Ale Brewery. Thanks for coming in, Rob.
Absolutely.
And joining us now is Massachusetts State Treasurer Stephen Grossman, who oversees the Alcoholic Beverages Control Commission. And thanks for joining us, Mr. Grossman.
Thanks for having me.
So, look, this has been a tough week. The stock market cratered yesterday. Before that, we were teetering on the edge of federal default. Now, messing with the people's beer, you want to spark a revolution here?
Absolutely not.
Seriously, though, we just heard from Rob Martin. He says there's no way the state's craft brewers could meet these proposed guidelines for farmer brewers, and that it could really hurt the local beer industry. What's your response to that?
Well, he and I had a conversation yesterday, and I've invited him and some of his colleagues to visit with me at 2 o'clock on Monday. I consider this advisory to be a work in progress. So I established three fundamental principles. Number one, we want to do everything we can to promote jobs, economic growth, small business, and entrepreneurship. Number two, we also want to do everything we can to nurture the agricultural sector of our economies. Number three, rules and regulations that put roadblocks and barriers in the way of small business growth and economic development are probably not a good idea. And what we're seeking here are common sense solutions.
What is the state's interest here in changing or adjusting these regulations? Is there something that isn't working correctly in terms of these farmer brewers and the licenses?
Well, the ABCC looked at the rules that were created many years ago and said, there are no guideposts here. What I'm looking for is a common ground that represents good common sense rules and regulations that do ask the farmer brewers who getting a license that costs $22 and a license that gives them significant rights and privileges. In return, there should be some benefit to the agricultural economy. But I think we can achieve that.
Well, Mr. Grossman, we look forward to hearing what happens at that meeting on Monday. And we thank you very much for talking to us today.
Thank you very much.
Yay, heavy in a bottle of bread. Yay, heavy in a bottle of bread.
That was Stephen Grossman. He's the Massachusetts State Treasurer.
Stay with us. Up next, classic silent films get a shot in the arm with the help of one-man synthesizer. I'm Adam Ragusea.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.